Tennessee. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey? Here we are. Chocolate fudge and raspberry ripple shakes for the new president of the drama club, Olivia Parker, and the new treasurer, Suzu Rydell.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Whittaker.
Yes, thank you. And congratulations, Olivia.
Oh, well, you too, Suzu.
Oh, was it a hard-fought election?
Oh, it wasn't really an election as such. The club just made me president and Suzu treasurer.
Just like that?
What can I say? Flair and style will always carry the day.
That and making a bold promise.
Uh-oh. What promise?
Nothing big. Just that we would all go to the drama festival at the state capitol.
Mm-hmm.
We have a great drama team this year. The best we've ever had. We missed going the last 2 years because we didn't have enough money. And I didn't want that to happen this year, so I promised everyone we'd go.
I see.
But it wasn't just an empty promise, Mr. Whittaker. I meant it.
Well, I'm sure you did, Olivia. And I admire your ambition.
Oh.
But, boy, that's a big commitment.
Very big. The festival is only 3 weeks from now. The entry fee is $50 per student. And there are 10 of us in the club.
And does the drama club have $500?
Not exactly.
Huh. How much do you have exactly?
In the neighborhood of...
Nothing.
Okay, you're not helping here.
And the festival requires a deposit of half upfront by the end of the week.
Really not helping.
With the balance due by the end of the following week.
Suzu!
I'm sorry, but as the club's treasurer, I must be honest. There is also food and transportation and lodging.
Okay. Well, there won't be any lodging because it's just a day trip. We can pack our own lunches. And I talked to the school principal and he said there's a bus and a driver available to take us up and back. We just need to raise the entry fee, and we'll be set.
Mm-hmm.
Again, with the mm-hmm.
Well, you know how I feel about making promises, Olivia. It's better not to make promises that you aren't sure you can keep. Because if you don't keep your promise, people will see you as either a liar or as untrustworthy.
I know, but I can't take it back now. Besides, I really think we can raise the money. I raised more than that for the Overseas Relief Fund at the church.
Well, that's true. You did.
Wish I could use that money. It's just sitting at my house doing nothing.
Doing nothing? Why?
Well, I raised it for a specific project, but when I tried to give it to them, they said the project was fully funded, and so I should just hold on to it until a new project comes along.
Oh, then you should give it back to the people you collected it from, shouldn't you?
Well, it was all change and small bills. I collected it in front of grocery stores and at restaurants. I wouldn't know who gets what. You think the Overseas Fund would consider the Drama Festival a new project?
No, I don't.
Yeah, me neither. Oh, well, I'll just have to come up with new ideas. And if I have the help of a local influential business owner, who we could also use as a chaperone on the trip...
that is your scheme. Well, I will be happy to chaperone the trip. I'll also put out the word about the money, and I'll even set up a donation jar by the cash register.
Yeah.
But $250 is a lot to collect in a single week.
Don't be so negative, Suzu.
Sorry.
Ready, sis?
Good grief, Maury. Don't sneak around like that.
I wasn't sneaking. I just walked up.
Well, walk louder. You scared me.
Sorry. I thought you might be ready to go home, Suzu.
I am. Thank you for the shake, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh, you're welcome, Suzu.
And I will try to be more positive from now on, Olivia.
Thanks, Suzu. I'll see you both tomorrow.
Bye.
Chocolate fudge raspberry ripple. Come to Mama.
So, sounds like Olivia's gotten herself in pretty deep.
As Mr. Whittaker says, Olivia is ambitious.
You think we made a mistake making her president?
Perhaps.
Well, the only other person interested was Zoe.
And she wouldn't commit to going to the festival.
Which is why we picked Olivia. So, you think we'll be able to raise the money?
I hope so. But I believe it will take a miracle. what?
What?
You laughed.
Oh, it was nothing. I just thought of something funny.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, is this Olivia Parker?
Yes, who's this?
My name is Jordan Winward. I understand you're trying to raise money to take your drama team to the festival at the state capitol?
Yes, sir, I am.
I may be able to help you.
Really? How?
Well, I represent an organization called the Student Project Fund. We assist school clubs in raising money for educational activities.
Really?
You sound skeptical.
Oh, I'm sorry, it's just that... I don't know, I just find it a little strange that I need money and you suddenly appear and are ready to give me some. I mean, how did you even get my number? How do you even know my name?
I'm not allowed to say.
Okay, I think I'm gonna hang up now.
Look, I'd be skeptical if I were in your place too, so let me hopefully alleviate some of your skepticism by saying that we wouldn't be giving you money outright. We provide matching funds.
Matching funds?
Yes. We require that you earn half of the money you need, and then we will match it dollar for dollar.
And why would you do this?
Because we like to support young people in worthy causes.
Drama club is a worthy cause?
Certainly. It furthers young people's interest in the dramatic arts, both as audience and as participants. And we have it on a very good authority that you have an excellent team this year and that you haven't been able to go to the festival for the past 2 years.
Okay, this is getting creepy.
I assure you, we just want to help.
Well, how do I know this isn't some sort of scam? That once we show you the money we've collected, you won't just take it from us?
You don't need to show us the money. When you submitted your half of the entry fee and received the confirmation form, text the form to me at this number. Once I receive your text, the Student Project Fund will pay the rest of the fee online. It's all perfectly safe. Simple enough?
It seems so. And that's what has me worried.
I won't contact you again until you contact me. Check out our website, talk it over with the drama club, and if you decide to take me up on the offer, text me. If not, you can delete this number, and I won't bother you anymore. You have my word. Okay? Olivia?
Okay.
Good. I'll wait for your text.
Huh. Weird. So, what do you guys think? Zoe?
The website looks legitimate enough, but I don't know. It's weird.
That's just what I said.
I agree. It is weird. We should ignore him.
Really?
A complete stranger who magically appears to give you money right when you need it the most? Let me think. Yeah! Did you tell your parents?
Well, no, they'd already left for work.
Are you certain this caller is a complete stranger?
What do you mean, Suzu?
Olivia, you said this man knew we needed money, and that he repeated to you some of our conversation yesterday.
Right.
Wait, are you saying that this guy was there at Wit's End?
Perhaps.
Whoa, wait. What if... Could it be?
What if what? Could what be? Use your words.
What if the guy wasn't just there at Wit's End? What if he owns Wit's End?
You think he was Mr. Whitaker?
Well, why not?
Well, did it sound like Mr. Whitaker?
Well, no, but that doesn't mean anything. Mr. Whitaker could have hired someone. Look, the guy said he represents an organization that likes to help kids. That's what Mr. Whitaker is known for. And he did say he'd help us.
Yes, by spreading the word and putting a collection jar at the cash register. But he also said he thought you should not have promised that we would go to the festival.
Well, maybe he changed his mind. And it's not like he's giving us the money. We still have to come up with half. That's another thing Mr. Whitaker is all about. Kids taking initiative. He's just being clever about it.
$25 is still a lot of money for some of us.
But it's better than $50. I really don't see how we can lose here. I mean, the organization wants to help. It doesn't want to see our money, and it's probably Mr. Whitaker. Come on, we can raise $25 apiece. Ask your parents. Get some odd jobs around town. Do extra chores for our folks. What do you say?
I guess we don't really have anything to lose. Okay, I'm in.
I'm in as well.
Zoe? You're the president.
Great! Let's do it! Drama Festival, here we come!
Hi, I'm raising money to send the school's drama club to the state festival. Could you help us out?
Get your car washed right here. Raising money for drama club. $5 a car. Ew. Get your car washed and see the kid get splashed. $10.
25, 50, 75.
Hi, I'm raising money to send...
Whew, that's a big pile of leaves.
Cowabunga!
Oh, Maury!
100, 125, 150.
Hi, I'm raising money to send the school's drama club.
Olivia.
Zoe, what are you doing here?
This is my house.
It is? Oh, yeah. After a while, they all start looking the same.
175, 200.
Hi, I'm raising money to send the school's drama club to the state festival. Could you help us out?
You take pennies?
We'll take any money.
Got a sock full of them right here. I thought about taking them to the bank, but it's pretty heavy. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Maybe if you used a clean sock.
Ugh. 225 and $250.
We did it! Sent in our half of the registration.
Great.
Very good.
And I got it in just before the deadline.
Did you text the guy?
Yep. As soon as I hit submit.
Awesome.
So, shouldn't we have heard from him by now?
Well, I doubt he was just waiting by his phone, Zoe.
Perhaps you should call him.
That's not what he said to do.
What can it hurt? Just... Is it him?
No, it's just my mom. Hi, Mom. Listen, I need you to... No, I'm still at the school. I remember, but I'm waiting for an important call. Okay, I'm on my way. I gotta go. I promised my mom I'd help my sister with a project.
But what about the phone call from the guy?
It's a cell phone, Zoe. I'll have it with me. Look, don't worry, everybody. He'll call. As soon as he does, I'll text you guys. See you later. Again, please call me back as soon as possible so we know when you're sending in the rest of the registration. Everyone's been asking about it all of the time. Bye.
Hi, Olivia.
Oh, hi, Maury.
So...
No, I haven't heard anything yet.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to snap at you. I just figured that'd be your first question and I'd save you the trouble of asking it.
Well, it has been a week. Did you call him or text him?
Yes. That's who I was calling when I came in, but I can't get a hold of him. That's why I'm here, to talk to Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, to ask if he's the guy?
Well, he isn't the guy, but the guy has to be working for him.
Are you sure?
Who else could it be? Mr. Whitaker knows all the details. He knows everything that goes on around here, and he's the only one I know who's able to do the matching funds.
So why would he promise them and not deliver?
I don't know, but I'm gonna find out. Oh, here he comes. Shh. Oh, hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, Olivia. Maury, what can I get you?
Oh, nothing for me.
Maury?
Can I have a coconut milk dark chocolate mocha macchiato?
Only if you go to a coffee shop.
Oh. Well, see you later then, guys.
All right, bye. Oh, it's pretty busy here today.
Yeah, we're hopping.
Been that way all week.
Oh, on and off. Why?
Oh, it's just that, you know, when we get busy, we can sometimes... forget things.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We can... Oh, goodness. You're here for the money for the drama club, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
It's over here behind the counter. I'm so sorry. You're right. I forgot all about it.
It's okay. I knew you wouldn't let us...
Here you go.
Oh. What is this?
Well, it's the money for the drama club.
This is a jar of coins.
Yeah, there must be $20, $25 in there. That's not a bad haul.
This is it?
Well, we could leave it here a little bit longer, but I don't know if you'll collect much more.
But this isn't enough.
I'm sorry, Olivia, but I think everyone gave as much as they could.
But what about the promise?
Well, you know I said you shouldn't have made that promise.
No. I mean your promise.
Well, I kept it. I put out the word and collected the funds in the jar.
Not that. The matching funds.
What matching funds? What are you talking about?
You know, the ones that I thought...
Olivia,
I really don't,
what is going on?
Nothing, Mr. Whittaker.
No, wait a minute. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. Just working too hard. Thanks for collecting the coins. I need to go.
Olivia!
So?
Oh. No, it wasn't him.
What?
It wasn't him. He didn't even know what I was talking about.
Are you sure he wasn't just stringing you along?
Mr. Whittaker wouldn't be so cruel, but someone is. I mean, who would do this? Build up our hopes just to dash them? I mean, who would do something so rotten?
I'm sorry, Olivia. What are we gonna do? You think we can raise the rest of the money?
No. We barely raised enough for half of the entry fee before, and that took a week, and now we only have 2 days left.
Well, I guess you'll have to ask them to refund the money, eh?
Refund?
Well, yeah. I mean, we can't go now, right?
But I promised everyone.
But we don't have the money. I mean, I'm pretty sure that jar doesn't have $250 in it, and unless you've got that much just sitting around somewhere... What other choice is there?
Just sitting around somewhere.
Look, I can break the bad news to everybody if you want.
No.
Yeah, I guess it should come from you.
I meant there is no bad news. You go tell everybody we're going to the festival.
What? But how? Where are you gonna get the money?
Leave that to me.
Okay.
Zoe? And Susan, what are you guys doing here?
Your mother let us in.
We need to talk to you.
Oh, sure, come on in. So, you ready for the festival?
That's what we need to talk to you about.
Where did you get the rest of the money for the entry fee?
From an anonymous donor.
The guy who called you about the matching funds?
No.
Then where?
What does it matter? The fee is paid in full, so let's go and have fun.
It matters a lot, Olivia.
Why?
When we were at Wits' End the day you became president, you said you had raised more than $250 for a church program.
You think I used that money for the festival?
Did you? Olivia, using money you have raised for one group to fund another group is wrong and maybe illegal. You cannot do it.
Yeah, you're right.
Here, an envelope?
Open it.
Is this?
The money for the church's overseas relief fund projects. $262.34. Count it if you like.
Oh, we don't need to do that. I'm sorry, Olivia.
Well, don't be. I actually did consider using it for about 3 seconds, but like you and Mr. Whittaker said, it'd be wrong, and I knew that.
Then where did you get the money?
Zoe.
Why do you need to know?
Because I do. Did Mr. Whittaker give it to you?
No.
Then where did you get it?
I took it out of my college fund.
You... what?
I started a college fund for myself a couple years ago, and... I took the money from there.
But why?
I made a promise. I needed to keep it.
And your folks are okay with that?
It's my private account, so I can do what I want with it. But I did talk to them, and they agreed it was the right thing to do.
Olivia.
I realized something else, too. I don't think I'm right for the job of president, which is why I'm resigning. And I think you should take my place, Zoe.
Me?
Yeah, you're more level-headed than I am, and I think you'd be great at it.
I don't know what to say. Except, I'm sorry I doubted you.
No worries. I am gonna need the church's money back, though.
Oh!
Yeah, sorry. Thanks.
Here.
Now, if you all have the time, we should go over the details of the trip.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
So she actually paid the rest of the entry fee herself and resigned as president. Wow.
She felt it was the right thing to do.
She's still out $250, but I guess she thought it was worth it. Does she want us to pay her back?
I asked, and she said no.
Unbelievable. She really is one of those people who practices what she preaches. At least this time.
Yes, she is.
Wouldn't it be weird if that Jordan guy called her up after the festival to give her the money?
Jordan guy?
Yeah, you know, the one who wanted to do the matching funds.
How did you know his name?
I guess Olivia told me.
She didn't tell me.
Are you sure?
Mori, did you have anything to do with this?
Why are you so suspicious, sis?
That is not an answer.
Let me ask you something. We wanted Olivia to be president because she promised to get us to the festival, right?
Yes.
So you must have thought she could really do it, right?
I did until I became treasurer and saw we had no money.
But she did do it. She got motivated, and she motivated all of us. We raised half the entry fee in a week.
We did.
And when Olivia was faced with a moral dilemma and could have used the church money, she didn't. Instead, she did something harder and gave up her own money to keep her promise, right?
Yes.
And what was it that really motivated her to jump into action?
The call from the Jordan guy.
So let me ask you. Is everything the drama club did, and that Olivia did, and what she didn't do, is all of that good?
Well, I suppose. Yes.
Then instead of being suspicious of your brother, why can't you think of him as someone who brings out the good in people?
Then the answer is yes, you did have something to do with this.
Good night, sis.
Good night, Mori.
In Matthew 23, we read some of Jesus' harshest words as he describes the Pharisees. He calls them snakes and vipers and even whitewashed tombs. They looked beautiful on the outside, but inside contained dead men's bones. Why did Jesus use such strong words for the religious leaders of the day? Well, because the Pharisees were hypocrites. They didn't practice what they preached. They taught God's law, but didn't follow it themselves. In today's adventure, Mori was impressed that Olivia did practice what she preached, even when it was very tempting to do something against her beliefs. Whatever Mori's intentions, Olivia was a good example to him of how a Christian should act. Living out what we say we believe should be important to us. As James 1:22 says, don't just listen to God's word, do what it says. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Good in People was written and directed by Phil Lawler, with sound design by Gap Digital, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Kelly Stables, Andre Stoika, Natalie Lander, April Hong, Atticus Schaefer, and Kevin Michael Richardson. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.